All-pervasive social media might be making it easier for couples to get together, but family lawyers say the medium is increasingly being used as a weapon when things turn sour. So much so, most of Australia's prenuptial agreements now address social media in lifestyle clauses. They cover the murky areas of intellectual property and what can't be said or shown when the relationship ends. Rachel Brown reports.
With divorce rates on the rise and Australians marrying later with more accrued assets, more couples are signing prenuptial agreements. And along with the common provisions for property and wealth division, there's a new consideration for the Facebook generation.
We're seeing it in almost every case, either when people are talking about how they're going to live their relationship, so what you call prenups, and even more commonly, we're seeing social media as a really big issue in separation cases.
Practice group leader with Slater & Gordon, Heather McKinnon, says clients' social media considerations is now part of her daily work, whether it be joint Facebook albums of holidays or children, or personal information exchanged online.
What we're creating on social media and how we're using it to strengthen relationships at the beginning, but then as a weapon if it goes wrong. This week I was horrified, a very conservative middle-aged woman broke down in an interview very early on in the relationship. Her partner had convinced her to allow the filming of a sexual act. He is now threatening to upload that to social media and distribute it to her family and friends, and to her horror, her employer.
For this lady, we're talking 10 years ago, social media clauses weren't even on the horizon.
No. And look, I'm not saying that a social media clause in a prenup is going to stop someone turning nasty, but it is, I think, important for all couples to discuss what is their value system in relation to social media.
Just how many Australians are now locking into prenuptial agreements isn't clear. It's not recognised as a public document, so no figures are kept. The most recent estimate from a 2012 meeting of Australian and New Zealand family lawyers is of 2-5%. Prenuptial agreements are more common in the UK and rates are expected to grow.
The Law Commission has recently produced a report to state that they should become binding in law.
But Lucy Marks, a partner at London's Dawson Cornwall solicitors, notes social media clauses aren't yet a consideration.
We are often asked to include quite wide clauses about confidentiality in all forms, in written, email, communications, verbal communications to friends, third parties. I have not specifically been asked to include social media, but I think that the clause would be construed very widely on divorce to cover that type of print or publication.
The American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers says 80% of US attorneys are reporting increasing social networking issues in their divorce proceedings.
Rachel Brown with that report.